Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of 1HMPS Retro. This is episode 19. Now, today's episode is going to be called Game Over? And the reason being is because it could be over for 1HMPS Retro. Anyway, I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Andy, a.k.a. The Real Local Maniac, and with me today, go on, fellas.
I'm Glenn, 83100.
Hey, Glenn, how are you, buddy?
I'm fine, Andy.
And who else is with us today? Come on, guys, don't be shy.
Hi, I'm Mark, 1976.
And I'm Swainy, 101.
Right, so today's episode is maybe the last episode of 1HMPS Retro. It might not be, but it'll be the last one featuring me. And this episode's going to be completely raw and unedited because I can't be bothered to edit anymore. And I thought it would add a bit of flair to it. So, yeah. So, guys, now I've got you all here, I want to quickly tell you all the reason why I'm leaving the podcast. And I don't want it to make it sound all doom and gloom. I just basically thought I'll owe it to the podcast team and to our listeners to tell you why I'm leaving. It's a simple thing for the fact that, one, it's getting too pricey for me. I can't afford to pay the podcasting bills because it's about, what, £26, £27 to pay it. And I simply can't afford it anymore. Secondly, I haven't got the time because I do shift work. And, you know, I want to spend some more time with my wife and spend some time with my kids. And running a site just takes up a hell of a long time. And I just want to have free time to do simple little things like go for a walk in the park. I don't know, just random things like go to the pub. Just you know, things like that. Exactly, Glenn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, what are you guys feeling, you know? Do you understand the reason why I'm leaving, guys?
I completely and utterly understand you, Andy. I really appreciate all the hard work you've done. Oh, since we've begun this site, you know, all the editing, all the sites, probably like 80% of the work is done by Andy.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing, the editing. My God, that editing was just like, what, 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, depending on the sound? So how do you feel about it, Malk, that I've decided to call it quits?
That's fair enough. I mean, you were doing a lot of work on it. I tried to edit the last podcast, and I spent about 3 or 4 hours on it, and it just was a complete mess. I might even upload that one, because it'd be quite entertaining for people to listen to it, because it's got big gaps in it. And then when I stretched it back together, it just doesn't make any sense. Well, it's sort of, I cut the bit, and how it was joined, it didn't make no sense, and the music was much louder than the actual talking, and it would just, I just couldn't do it. I don't know why.
It's just one of those things with a little bit of practice. What about you then, Swainy? How do you feel about it all?
I'm quite upset. It's a shame to see it end, but at the same time, as a family man and someone else who works shifts, I totally understand where you're coming from. It's very hard to fit, for myself to fit in any time. As you can see, I'm probably the person who puts in the least content on the site, and yeah, I totally understand why it's happening. So there you go.
I mean, you had the same sort of thing happen to you because you had like a site that you used to run.
Yes, it's still running, gamestyle.com, for those who want to check it out. I started that when I didn't have a kid back then. It was 1999 that started. And for the first good few years, I put my heart and soul into it, and eventually it just drained me. It got to the point where I didn't even want to visit the site anymore or go on the forum and just, you know, participate in the conversations. I'd just literally had enough. And, you know, I think what it is, you start these things off and you enjoy them, but the more popular they become, the more effort you've got to put in to keep it rolling, and it just drains you eventually.
No, I completely, totally understand, because that's the thing is, the sites did start getting bigger and more people were listening to it, and I felt the pressure of trying to get the audio perfect. And I think I found myself basically annoying myself, because I think poor Malk and poor Tony, who unfortunately can't be here today, because he couldn't make it. So like I was saying earlier on, maybe one of the guys can pretend to be Tony and no one would be any of the wiser.
Things like that.
With things like that. Cayman Rider. He loves his Cayman Rider. Basically, I'm finding less time to actually do all these things. And I was constantly phoning up Mel, constantly phoning up Tony. And I was just saying, guys, your audio, you know, you got to sort out your audio, the thing's too high, it's too low. And I was just thinking, like, these guys are putting their own time and effort doing this for free, and who am I to phone them up and criticize it? You know, we're all doing this as a hobby, and, you know, I think I took it way too seriously, and I don't know, I didn't want to lose any friendships over that, basically. And that's the truth, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand you, Andy. You because know, all you, that hard work you've done, Andy, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd rather phone you guys up, basically, just to find out, like, you know, how are you? You know, what you've been up to, rather than me phoning up and going, oh, yeah, can you do this? Can you record on this particular day? Can you do this? Oh, you know, you haven't done this right. And I just thought, you know, that's not quite right, you know? Not right at all. What's your feeling on that, Mal? Because the amount of times I've phoned you up to moan about stuff is unbelievable.
Oh, that's fair enough. I do understand. I mean, obviously, you were trying to do it really well and, you know, get it the best it could be. But a lot of the time, when I'm recording with Tony does sort of take over the actual podcast. And I'm like the guest on it, even if I'm hosting it. And, yeah, the audio's not always perfect. I mean, that one I've done with Steve Benway, totally down to my fault. His audio was more crackly than that, so...
I've got to say, though, even though sometimes, you know, we obviously have technical problems, I still enjoy listening to the other podcast that I'm not a part of. Obviously, when I do take part, I can always hear the faults that I make, and I'm a bit of a heavy breather because my asthma ended up sounding like Darth Vader half the time.
I thought you were just getting turned on talking about retro gaming.
You do turn me on so much, Andy. But seriously, you know, I listen to the podcast usually when I'm in the bath, boys, so don't get too
that
too
is
worried.
Bizarre. Did you hear
it
that?
Is.
He listens to
in
us
the bath.
While we're in the bath.
I have my iPhone on loudspeaker and listen to it usually when I'm having a bath. It's the only time I get to relax. So I sit in there listening to them, mate.
So when you're cleaning your man parts then, are you listening to Malk's side of the conversation or what?
Well, I'm usually listening to Tony say it and things like that. So, you know, I just wanted to say that hopefully, you know, if anyone does decide to continue with it, I will still be listening because I think the thing we've got with this podcast is that it's like a conversation between a few friends, and that, to me, is entertaining. I can listen to it and yeah, it feels like I'm in a room with them, naked, having a bath, while they're chatting away.
That's weird, mate. That's weird.
That is very weird.
I don't do that.
I'm recording naked as well, this moment in time. No, so, yeah, let me quickly ask Malk a question. Malk,
yeah, sure.
I've talked to you about this slightly, via email. Do you reckon you will carry on the podcast, like you and Tony and like Glenn and even Swainy? I mean, what's going to happen? Because I definitely am going to quit the podcast. I'm not going to be on the site. I just basically want free time. So what are you going to do then, Malk?
Yeah, sure. I've got to speak to Tony properly about it. In fact, he's going to call me on Skype tonight because I was talking on Messenger before I signed into this and he just couldn't get his son to calm down. So that's why he's not here today. But yeah, we're definitely thinking about doing that. I'm pretty sure we will. I don't know about
hosting.
What
about me on Malk? You know who to call.
Yeah, sure, definitely. Definitely.
You're still going to do it as well then, Glenn?
Well, if you want me on.
Oh yeah, sure.
I'd be free.
I'm leaving everyone in charge, basically. So, you know, if you sort it all amongst yourselves, you know, I'll still listen. You might not see me on the site, but, you know, I'll still give you a call once in a while, say, yeah, let's meet up or let's do something or just... I don't know, play some Xbox, just something, you know, just not podcasting.
I think, you know, it sounds to me like you obviously need a good break from it. Take a nice long break in your mind, say to yourself, this is it, that's it. And then, okay, you know, a year or so down the line, you might want to do the odd podcast once in a while or something. Just, you deserve a rest, you've earned it.
Well, I mean, I was talking to Tony sometime earlier today, and I just said to him, I really just don't feel like podcasting at the moment, because I've got no enthusiasm towards retro gaming, because it's starting to feel like a job, you know?
Yeah.
I've got my real job, which I really don't like, and what started off as just a simple little hobby where we'd talk about things, it started getting too serious, sound quality, editing, and it became a real chore. And I think it's just taking its toll, but like I said to Tony, maybe I might do a one-off Christmas special comeback, or maybe a Halloween thing, or even if we meet up at the Retro Replay.
I've got my ticket.
I've got my ticket. Swainy's got his ticket.
I'm ordering mine when I get paid next.
So, haven't you been saying that for the last 2 months now, Malk?
No, I'm definitely.
Times are hard.
100% going to definitely. I keep putting it off. That's what I'm like. But I'll definitely
do it. Definitely.
So I definitely want to go.
But yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the podcast then. So, like, Glenn, you were there from the beginning. How have you found it? You know, you think it's grown, gotten better? You know, tell us your view on that then.
Well, my view is that since we started the podcast, we've been adding new and good stuff to it. We explain about all sorts of type of games, from Super Mario World to Frogger, you know, to Rainbow Island. And since we started it, well, I think we improved how we did it. We made it like it was like we weren't robots. We were a bunch of guys having a laugh, talking about retro gaming, and that's what games all about. It's about fun. And I'm going to miss you very much, Andy, because to me, you're a big part of the podcast.
Definitely, mate. But I think with all you guys carrying on, you know, you've all got the enthusiasm. Let me quickly just mention a little bit about Glenn. I think I used to love having Glenn on the podcast for the sheer enthusiasm that you have about gaming. Honestly, it's almost like a childlike quality you've got, like, for it, Glenn, because you get so excited. You know, it's like, and today we'll be playing this amazing game. And it's just, it was a pure joy actually doing the podcast with you, Glenn. But one of the things that I'll always remember was one of the first early podcasts when you mentioned that for Christmas you got yourself a Commodore 64 when you were little and you were terrified of it.
Oh, yeah.
That still cracks me up, man. That still cracks me up. And, okay, what about you then, Malk? You were a part of the podcast from about episode 5. You appeared, first of all, as a guest, and then you became, like, a regular member.
Yeah, I thought it was great. That one I did really like, the first one we did. I think that was a fisting edition, weren't it?
Yeah, Street Fighter 2 fisting edition. That's when Glenn said they were fisting each other.
I remember that.
That sounded painful.
Cut that out.
Yeah, it was good fun. As I say, pretty much all the... I prefer them when I'm not actually in them, to be honest with you, because I can't really stand here in my own voice. I don't know why. It sounds totally different to me.
I'm the same. I've got to admit, I am the same. I cringe when I hear my own voice.
But you sound really tough, though, Squady, when you actually, you know, you when I hear it.
No, I don't think I do. I think I sound really slow and dopey. And, yeah, I'd rather... I'm quite good at impressions and stuff. I could do a whole episode, you know, like where I'm a DJ, mate, not off, Mikey Smash Smash and all that. Rock on.
Why don't you do your Transformers voice, sir? Go on, mate. Which Transformers are you doing your Transformer Badly Animated?
I do Starscream. So, who cares? I am Starscream.
Wow.
It's awful.
No. See, we haven't got Tony in today's podcast, but we've got Starscream, and that's all that really matters.
And things like that.
I make her sing the tunes, but I can't do Starscream.
Come on. Hum a tune. Hum Transformers for us.
Oh.
Go on, Glenn, for old time's sake.
I can't hold us. Transformers, robots in disguise.
Those are the little things I like about the podcast, because everyone developed their own sort of little catchphrases, because I think one of the things that I normally tend to say is definitely. And, you know, and I think back in the days is one of my other catchphrases.
Well, there's one that I think it was one of my first videos. I kept saying, now then.
Then.
I sounded like Fred Elliott off of Coronation Street. Ashley, I say Ashley, now then.
And Glenn's got his, you know, what do you say, Glenn? You got...
Hello, everybody. That's... I'm Glenn 83100. It's hello, everybody.
And I remember that time, I think it was in the second episode or third episode, I made a little song out of Glenn 83100. I sort of remixed the Tetris version. You know, I'll always remember that as well. What's your little catchphrase then, Malk?
The words I usually say the most, well, I'm not sure whether I can say them now because it's at the time of recording, but usually swear words if Tony's on. I don't usually swear that much.
He's a bad influence on you, isn't he?
Yeah, because I mean, that Steve Benway one and some of the other ones I've done, I've hardly swore at all, but usually when it's with Tony, that, mind you, saying that, we do it later at night and I've usually, you know, been drinking since then a little bit, so that's probably why.
I must say, Malk, that the podcast you did with Steve Benway, well done, because I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought that went really well.
Oh, thanks.
Got to say, I've not had a chance to comment on the site, but yeah, I was well impressed with that. I listened to that yesterday morning, and I think it was a great guest, but I think you really done the podcast superbly.
Oh,
I think
thanks.
You asked the right questions at the right time. It flowed really well.
Oh, definitely.
I was really nervous about doing that. Sorry to interrupt.
No, go for it, dude. Go for it, gone.
Yeah, I was really nervous about interviewing him because I'd watched his videos on YouTube and that. So I did know a bit about him, sort of thing. And that's how I sort of got the idea for a lot of the questions.
Yeah. I think it really did turn out really well. I was well impressed
with
it.
I'd only actually watched a couple of videos of Steve Benway because I think you had mentioned it before, Melk.
Oh, yeah.
And then I thought that's the reason why you should be the person to interview him. So, I mean, how did you find him, apart from interviewing him? Did you find him, really down to earth? I mean, what did you guys talk about beforehand and afterwards?
Oh, he was a great bloke, yeah. It was like I'd known him, talked to him before. Well, I was really messaged him and that. It was the first time I ever talked to him, actually in real life. But, yeah, he was really down to earth on that. Totally, because some people, it may be some of the more American podcasts and that are more like, think they're some sort of celebrity or something. But he was great.
I think that's one of the things. I think, now I won't be sort of recording podcasts or making my own videos. I might have a little bit more time to actually maybe watch some people's videos on YouTube. And I think Steve Benway is definitely one of the guys I'm definitely going to watch because he seems very approachable. He seems like a normal, everyday fella who just...
Not only that, I think he knows his stuff really well.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Definitely.
He does.
He's a top bloke.
I mean, I like some of the machines you were talking about. Like the arcade machine, Melk, the one that appeared in Dawn of the Dead, the racing car.
Yeah.
And I was just fascinated by that, Just little things like
that. I've actually played one of them years ago at Drayton Manor Park and Zoo. They used to have one. I don't know whether they've still got it now.
All right, well, what I want to quickly say then, guys, I want to find out what your favourite parts of the podcast have been over the last 19 episodes. Who wants to go first? Anyone?
No.
Yeah, I'll go first if you want.
Go on then, buddy. You go first.
Well, I really liked some of the ones that we've done together, especially the one about Street Fighter 3, where I changed it totally from being all positive things to negative things.
Yeah, I was meant to be talking about how much, what was it? Like, I really enjoyed that game and how much I liked it. That is your trademark, Mel, by the way. You start talking about something and then you go, oh, going off the subject. That is.
Oh, yeah, I go from one subject to another, and then even on my own videos... Because I started editing the sound the same way we do with the podcast for my last two ones. I think they sounded a lot better than the older ones.
I think it did as well, mate.
But I sort of went off the subject on the Outrun one because I was on about, they didn't even get the music right. And then I changed, and I was going to say, Adam was totally in the wrong order at the start. And then I went, look at this, and changed what I was on about.
Well, that's what I wanted to find out from you, Mel. So, how is it you go about doing your videos? Because we've all got our YouTube channels and we do reviews of computer games. How do you sort out your videotapes then? We'll go from you, then we'll go to Swaney, Glenn, and then I'll talk a little bit about how I did mine.
Yeah, sure. Well, what I usually do is I record the footage first, and then I just use a headset and what I'm using now, and basically play the video, but have it hardly any sound on it or the sound off.
Yeah.
And then just talk as if I was playing it there and then, sort of things. And usually I'll usually come out with negative things about it, to be fair. I think that's another thing I'll do a lot, try and pick faults with things. I mean, I've done a Rise of the Robots one. I don't know whether I'm going to upload that because I think Party Boy or someone.
Good about
exactly my words. Exactly.
I couldn't find a single thing good about it. I've even got the advert at the start that tells complete lies about the whole thing. How it's 360 degrees. How it's been designed by an architect.
What?
A martial art master's gave them the idea for the moves. All four of them. You know what I mean?
I think they vastly oversold that game. Vastly oversold it, and it just didn't live up to its expectations. Basically.
No, not at all. The sequel's slightly better. I wish I still had it. I used to have it on the PlayStation, but with a lot of my PS1 games, I gave them to my sister, and I don't know what she's done with them.
Just make sure you get your Symphony of the Nights back from your brother.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely given me that back.
All right, so who's going to be next, then, to tell us how they actually record the videos and the style they use? Glenn, Swaney, who's going to go?
I'll go next, if you
go for
like.
It, buddy.
Because I actually do mine... I comment as I'm playing them. I don't record the footage and then record the speaking afterwards. I do the whole lot in one go, but because I do that, I end up, you know, I mess up all the time. So I'm having to replay the games quite a bit and what have you. But I find, at least I try and put as much effort in as I can to keep it entertaining and talk about a few facts of the game. But, you know, I have been thinking any others that I do in the future, I might just record the footage and then do the commentary
afterwards.
That's
one of the things that I found with your videos, Swainy. They're really informative, especially like the, what was it, the Target Renegade. It's just, you mentioned things that I didn't even know of, like frames of animation and things like that, and you always pick out on all this like stuff that I wouldn't even have even noticed.
So you got to remember, with Target Renegade, obviously I'm a huge fan of that game and Double Dragon, and I've worked on remakes, so I've actually redrawn the graphics. I know the game frame by frame, so, you know, there's other games I couldn't tell you that I'm not into as much, but certain games like that where I've had a lot of experience, I've played it a lot over the years, I can go into detail about them, but there's other games, you know, where I'd be useless at doing any commentary on.
All right, I'll tell you what we'll do. After we've done these little sections, we'll talk about some of our favourite games. We'll move on to Glenn. So, Glenn, you do your videos slightly different because you actually record them from the actual system, don't you?
Yeah, well, do any of you actually record from the actual system?
Nope, not me.
No? I did on my PlayStation 2 one, but I've done that with a camcorder and the quality's terrible. And I did redo it with the emulator, but then my computer crashed, got a virus and crashed, so I lost all the footage because I'd recorded it totally and everything.
Well, it's a lot easier for me to use the actual systems because, oh God, there's a bloody dog barking outside.
I'll tell you what, thank God I'm not editing this episode. What? It's just going to have intro music and outro music, and that is it.
That's it. The dog stopped barking now.
I didn't know you had a dog.
Stupid dog next door. No, it's a stupid dog next door. It always barks. Okay.
Anyway, go and shoot it, Glenn.
Yeah, shoot it. Anyway, back to my videos. Well, I actually have the actual system, the actual Commodore 64 or the Super Nintendo or the Jaguar. Yep. And all these games I played are the actual games I own. And what I found with original systems is when people say when they emulate it, it's not always 100% accurate to what the actual system is.
Right, and you've...
So all the videos you see with mine, it's from the actual systems and how they actually
work. How do you capture the footage, though? What program do you use, though, Glenn?
Well, my PC has a video capture card, right, and it has software that came with it. And what you could do, you could plug the computer to it and actually record from it.
Right, okay.
I've got to get me one of them.
Home cinema or something. It actually came with the computer.
But so far you've recorded C64, Atari Jaguar, and what else have you done?
Sega Dreamcast,
that's right.
Super Nintendo, Atari... did you say Atari Jaguar?
Yeah, mentioned that one.
Atari Jaguar games I got. My friend was going to give me an Amstrad, but I don't have any room now. You see, the problem is with me now is... when I was doing these videos, my brother wasn't living at home, so we had a lot more space to do these reviews because all this computer stuff, the Commodore 64 games and everything, it's so much I got. And now it's all up in the loft and all tidied up and everything.
Oh, that's a shame. So it's hard to get to then, Glenn?
It's hard to get to now, but I have got a few videos left that I'd done before he moved in. So I don't know what I will be doing after those videos are finished. I don't know if I'll be making more or... just doing the podcast or making another game, perhaps. Have any of you played my Dizzy game?
I have. Not yet, but
I've downloaded it, but I haven't had a chance yet.
I kind of enjoyed that, Glenn, you know, but it's very difficult, and I couldn't get past the first few levels. It's Dizzy Diamond, and I think you use, what was it, Go-Go Maker or something?
I use a thing called... Games Maker.
Right.
It's from Yo-Yo Games.
Yo-Yo Games, that's it. That's where I got it. Go-Go Games. Yeah, that's where I...
From Yo-Yo Games.
But I tell you what, any of our listeners who haven't checked it out, you can find that actually on the site. If you go down to it, you can download the PC version and the Mac version. And yeah, it's a nice little Dizzy game. And I think you get to fight Zax at the end of it, don't you, Glenn?
Yes, you do. Yes, you get to fight Zax at the end. Now, there's one thing I like to clear up. Somebody says something about a virus.
Right.
Now, I played it on my friend's system, mm-hmm. and what that's all about, it's an unknown file.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then Windows detects it, does it, don't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's not known to, what's it called, not an antivirus. Mm-hmm. So it comes up as unknown. We don't know about this file and its history.
Well, that happens sometimes with certain files on my computer, because there's this thing that we use sometimes to record the podcast called Power Graymo. And when I moved that onto the Mac, I had that on a memory stick, and straight away it said virus, virus, virus. And I thought, no, I haven't got anything on the memory stick. And then it was only that Power Graymo. But so sometimes certain programs that the computer or the antivirus thing doesn't recognize will come up as virus, but even though it's not.
So don't worry, everybody, it's not a virus. I've not programmed anything in to harm your computer.
I'll have secretly. But anyway, let me quickly go back to recording how I do my videos, or how I used to do them, because I'm not doing any more video, guys. I used to use a program called Snagit. And I used to sort of just window it and capture stuff from MAME, because MAME is incredibly difficult to record from, because it just seems to slow down absolutely everything. I'm not sure if you guys have noticed that. But so what I used to do with MAME, I used to sort of like minimize the window until it was just a small little window, and then record it. And even then, it wouldn't record as fast. But I'd always record the gameplay, stick it onto Movie Maker, and then have a few Red Bulls, naked, grease myself up, and that was it. I was ready to record the videos. Apart from the stripping naked, I didn't do that at all. But yeah, so moving on to something else now. Let's talk about our favourite games then. Who wants to go first with our favourite games ever?
Favourite games ever.
That's it.
Ever, including modern games.
You know what, to hell with it. Yeah, this is the last podcast, so we can talk about anything. It makes no difference.
What's my favourite game ever? And people are going to go, what the hell? SimCity 4, the Rush Hour Pack. I am for hours on that game, building up my city, building up streets, and building up water and everything. It sounds really, really boring, but I really, really enjoy it, and I still play it to this day.
I've never played it, Glenn. I can never get into those games. What about you guys? Have you guys checked that game out at all?
I checked out the Spectrum version years ago, and I actually got into it, but the modern day versions, there's a lot more to them, and I haven't got the time for those kind of games.
I can't get into them
myself. I think that's the thing with me. I'm exactly like those guys, and I think a game that I normally have to invest a certain amount of time, I lose patience and I can't get into them. How on earth do you find the time to do it, Glenn?
Well, I've been actually been building up these cities since I very first got the game. I saved them onto the disc, and over the years when I changed PC, I just swapped them over to the mm-hmm. new PC, and it does run well on Windows 7. So now I have this island, and it has something like 50-60 million people living on this island. And it's all little cities I've built up over the years, and all the roadworks and everything, and roadways.
So how many hours have you invested into this game then, Glenn? Years
into it. Years. Because it takes ages to build up the city and build up. Because an average population I could probably get up to is 2.5 million.
Can this game actually be finished, Glenn? Has it got an ending, or does it just go on forever?
No. No, it seems to go on forever. I seem to be in year 7,575.
So if we ever do decide to do another podcast in about 50 years, will you still be playing this game, Glenn?
Well, probably my probably the size of China then.
All right then, dudes. We'll go on to Swainy then. Swainy, what is your favourite game ever? Modern, retro, whatever.
All right. Well, this is not going to come as a surprise to anyone, but I guess my favourite game ever is the original Double Dragon on the arcade.
You were going to say that.
Yeah, very unoriginal of me, but there's a lot of other games that I thoroughly enjoy and go back to time and time again, but that is probably the one that I've played the most and still play occasionally.
Why would you prefer that game, say, over Golden Axe, or say, Dynamite Ducks, or any of those other games? Like, why?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people say that the definitive scrolling beat-em-up is Streets of Rage one or two, and I don't know, I just don't get the attraction. Don't get me wrong, it's a fair enough game, but to me it felt more like a Final Fight clone. Whereas Double Dragon, I've said this before on the podcast, you had interactive backgrounds, you know, climbing the fences, the ladders, all the traps, the weapons that didn't just disappear after you've used them. You know, it just, to me, it set a lot of standards, and it's never been bettered, in my opinion.
All right, then. So let's quickly fire that question back out to Glenn. Glenn, what is your view on Double Dragon? Did you play much of the arcade game or all of the computer system versions?
I played bits of Double Dragon. I have played Double Dragon, but I didn't find the Commodore 64 one too good.
No, that was crap. Let's get that out there. Don't even consider that as Double Dragon. That was just a poor excuse of a cash-in. That was poor programming. There was even a gap between the players' waists. You know, it was shit on the Commodore. There's two Commodore 64 versions. I'm not going to roll back here. They're both poop. There's one that was released by Ocean a few years later. It's slightly better, but I think it's only one player. It's nothing like the arcade game. And that original Commodore 64 version by Melbourne House and Binary Design, it should never.
What about you, Matt? What do you think of Double Dragon? Do you agree the arcade's a definitive version and the C64 version sucks? Or do you actually like the C64 version? What's your view on the whole thing?
Well, myself, personally, I used to play it loads in the arcade when I was a kid, when it first came out. And that's how I got to play Renegade, believe it or not, because it seemed forever to come out on the home computers. And then I got it on the home computer, even though I read the review and it said it was shit on the Commodore 64. Me, like a dick, went out and bought it anyway. And, yeah, it's absolute shite. I can't think of a single good thing about it.
But, I don't know, but I used to, as much as I hate the Spectrum version now, Melk, I used to play it non-stop. I was a huge fan of the arcade game. But I played the Spectrum version to death, and I used to finish it and play it, and then, but playing it now, I think, what on earth was I thinking? But I think the other version I used to play quite a lot was the Sega Master System version.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's
it's
fairly
got, like,
playable.
It's a cheat at the end as well. If you do that little backwards kick, I think you have to do it 19 times, you get infinite lives for the last level, and you don't die.
Yeah, it's in front of the door, isn't it? You do that 19 or 20 times, something like that, and it gives you unlimited continues on that level
but
well.
I think Double Dragon definitely has to be in my top 10 favourite games ever as well. Alright, so we'll move on to Malk. Malk, what is your favourite game of all time? Past, present, future, whatever?
Yes, this one.
Well, it's out of two, but I would probably say Midnight Resistance.
Yeah, I was thinking of that.
it would have been Splatterhouse, I like that as well, but Midnight Resistance is probably because they haven't remade it or anything. I just think that's really good. I never knew about. I learned from Swaney's video about the sprites being reused from RoboCop. I didn't know.
How did you find out about that?
Yeah, it's only because RoboCop is another one of those arcade games that I spent a lot of time on. It's only certain things. It's the smoke that comes off on Midnight Resistance when you blow the tanks. Yeah. Up, they start to smoke, and it's the same. It's the same sprite. Same bit of graphic that's used for the smoke that comes out of Ed-209 or the van when you're shooting the van up and what have you. They're both by Data East, and it's probably the same graphic artist working on it, so he's just reused this, you know, instead of redrawing smoke, he's got perfectly good smoke in one game. He's just,
it's amazing though, I'd never noticed that in all the years. And you, because you do the graphic art and stuff like that, you actually pick up on all these little small things.
It's the same as the sound effects, though. The grenades, it's exactly the same sound effects. And I think Data East, they reuse that quite a bit in a few of their games. But it's not a bad thing, I don't think. If it works, then, you know, it can work in another game.
I'll tell you what, I mean...
So.
Like,
what's that, sorry, buddy?
It's like Co-Masters in a way. They tend to reuse the music intros on the same game, like Supertank or Commodore 64. Exactly the same music as SAS Simulator on the Commodore 64. So it's probably just a way to cut costs.
It's true. You've got it. Yeah. Why not reuse it again, you know?
That's it. As long as they don't overdo it, you know what I mean? If it was every game they produce and it had the same graphics or same music or same sound effects, then yeah, obviously there's a problem. But occasionally, you know, it doesn't really.
All right,
hurt.
So let me fire another little question out to you guys then. Now, which game from the past would you like to see get a proper remake? Like a modern-day remake? Now, I know there is a Double Dragon coming out on the Xbox 360, but, I mean, which game?
Personally, I'd rather not see that come back, because they're remaking Double Dragon 2, for those who don't know. It's going to be released on the Xbox, and it looks atrocious. It's not by the same developers. It's by a different team. The artwork on it looks awful. It just doesn't look like... You know, they're just cashing in on the name.
They
personally,
did
it
with Turtles, didn't they?
Yeah, they do it so many games, and, you know, they're just selling that game on the name. A lot of the time, they don't play anything like the originals did or what have you. But thinking about it, I would love to see a modern-day Midnight Resistance.
Do you reckon that would work?
I think it'd work if they'd done it in... like still a 2D game as such, but used 3D
sort of like
on,
Contra. What's it called? The one that me and Malcolm played at the time. What was it called?
Hardcore.
Something similar to that. Imagine that Midnight Resistance, very similar, but you know, online co-op play. I think that would be a pretty decent game, but it depends on who develops it, you know.
What about you then, Malk? What sort of game would you like to... you basically said Midnight Resistance.
I'd like to see that, definitely. Agree with that totally. If they do it sort of like 2D but 3D, and maybe have it sort of some levels where it goes like, I don't know whether you've seen Heavy Barrel, sort of like Akari Warriors up the screen as well.
Yeah, that'd be
quite good, yeah.
And I'd, you know, a modern day remix of that theme music, because Midnight Resistance had some great music in it.
Oh yeah, the music's amazing on it. I think that's got the best music in, well, pretty much any game at the time.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain games that stick out for me. I'm a big fan of video game music, and recently I've just watched Andy's old video on Rastan, so I've been playing the arcade version of that, and the first level's music.
But you know what, though, talking about Rastan, I actually prefer the Sega Master System version actually over the arcade version. I think it controls and plays a lot better.
I agree. Also, on the strength of Rastan,
dude, honestly, so like, we can change the subject as much as we want today, because I'm not going to bother editing.
I picked up Taito Legends 2 yesterday. I got it for £3.
Is it Taito or Taito? And come on, before I finish.
Taito.
I call it Taito.
No, Taito, yeah. It even says it at the start of...
Taito Potato.
What game is it? One of the games I've got, it says it at the start.
Right.
I'm not too sure. But anyway, I got that on the strength of playing Rastan 2. I'd never really played it, and my God, what a disappointment.
You know what it looks like? It looks like a really bad, dodgy Flash game. The graphics are absolutely rubbish on the Rastan 2. Wasn't it called Nastar or something like that?
I got it on the Mega Drive. Nastar Warriors.
That's right, Nastar.
Ranstar? Not Rastar.
Rastan.
Rastan.
We used to call it Rasta. Like a Rasta, you know. That's what we used to call it back at school. But the third one's not too bad. The third one's more like a Golden Axe clone.
Yeah, free screen.
Yeah, that looked pretty good.
You know, one weird remake I like to see, but I know it's never going to be made because they actually mentioned they can't do it. Dizzy.
Yeah.
I love them to make another, like, a remake of Dizzy.
I don't think they could do it, though.
But I know, because
I don't
of copyright
think gamers
problem.
Of nowadays have got the patience for it. I mean, like... If you check out Clover on the Xbox 360 on indie games, it's made by this guy called DJ, who works actually for the Oliver Twins now, and he made a game which is pretty much exactly like Dizzy, but it's just got different characters and so on. It's all about solving puzzles. It's not a bad little game. I'm just trying to think what sort of game I would like. There's so many retro games that are out there, but I think they've all been pretty much rehashed. Because, I mean, all the ones that like Castlevania, that's been redone. Shinobi, that's been redone. I don't know. Bubble, that wouldn't work in 3D. Oh, God knows. I haven't...
Bubble was okay, I suppose, on the Xbox 360.
I got that as well the other
day. The biggest kick in the balls to that was it wasn't online.
No multiplayer. No, it's just,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, no,
shit, I remember, like, Toxie from the old podcast, the Retromaniacs podcast I used to do, we were sort of like talking online, we were going, oh, we've got to get Bubble Bobble, can't wait to play this game and finish it. And we both downloaded it at the same time. We thought, right, let's set this up. And he was like, I can't seem to find the online mode. And I was like, shit, neither can I. And that's when it clicked. The game has no online mode. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
Yeah, apparently. The new Double Dragon 2 what? Can't really? Play online neither.
No.
And I'm pissed off because I never got the first one because I got my brother to download it on his 360. I blagged him. What's one of the games I blagged him to download? Double Dragon, because I, you know, really liked it. And now it's not on there. So I've only got
the
demo.
Yeah, the publisher went bust.
Yeah, that's a shame.
But shouldn't that game, though, still be on?
Definitely buy that.
If someone else owns the rights now, shouldn't that game still belong to them? How does that work?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I'm guessing, you know, you have to resubmit it to Microsoft. But the thing is, just because another publisher now owns the rights to Double Dragon, they might not own that specific version. So, you know, I'm not too sure.
Right, let me fire really another little question to you guys then. Favourite gaming music? Who wants to go first? Everyone's thinking. Which music from Street Fighter 2 then, Mel?
Ah, that's a good one.
There's so many.
You know what? We'll get Glenn to hum it because I'm not going to edit in music. So, Glenn, if you don't mind, which music was it, Mel?
Wow.
I do the intro.
The intro is good, yeah.
I can't do it.
For a bit there, that sounded like the music from Police Academy.
That sounds a lot better.
Now, I'm going to miss the sound effects, Glenn. What about you? What's your favourite in-game music, then? Or game music? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I have no idea.
Who are we asking here?
I think I've lost the plot.
I'll let Malt go first.
Oh, Malt's already done this. For me...
Sorry, I'm looking at something. You know what? I'm looking for some music.
That's exactly what I was doing.
My iPhone quickly. I'm looking for my iPhone. Concentrating.
Go on then.
Do you know what I liked? Last Ninja 2, the load up on the Commodore 64. You know the when it loads up.
Crap! I can't.
Ding ding da 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 dum dum ding 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 ding. It's really, really catchy tune. It was on the Commodore 64. It was a load up for Last Ninja 2.
I know what my favourite music is. I've got two. I'm cheating here. But fuck no. You know what? I can only pick one. Shit. What should I go for? Choice one or choice two? I'm going to go for the classic music from a Robocop on the C64 and Game Boy and on the ZX Spectrum. That was the Ariston advert. That was just haunting, but beautifully amazing. And I don't think there's anything really better than that. It's just so... I'm just surprised how they managed to achieve that. Just, I don't know. Go on then. So, what about you, Sweeney?
I was going to say... I mean, there's so many, but this is probably it. I don't know if you can hear
this.
Oh, yeah. It's IK Plus from the Commodore 64. So, that's one of my favourites. I can't shut my phone up now. Shut up. Right, so, yeah, that's probably one of them. But there's so many tunes. I listen to a lot of game music.
I know I do as well, definitely.
Like that. And,
I do.
You know, there's so many. Jonathan Dunn done some great...
Ben Dougleish.
...tunes. Rob Hubbard. Ben Dougleish, another top guy.
David Whittaker.
There's so many classics out there.
Gosh, I'm trying to think. There are so many music legends. And the biggest regret I've got about why when I'm leaving this podcast is that I did contact Ben Dougleish, and he did agree that he was going to do it. Right. But again, I couldn't get off my lazy ass and think, you know what, I'll email him again. And he'd be like, yeah, I've got a spare hour. And I'm like, so next week I'll email him. And I never kept on getting around to doing it. So I think I knew I was losing enthusiasm.
Wait,
I tell you what, here's my claim to fame, because they really were my childhood heroes, and I was shitting myself when I got them on, basically, because they actually contacted me, believe it or not, via the site. They commented on something, and then I contacted them, and they contacted me. We exchanged a few little emails, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go for broke. I'm going to just ask the Oliver Twins if they want to be a guest. And surprisingly enough, they said, yeah, we'll be on it. And it took about 4 weeks to try and organize. And I remember the first time when I called them up, and Philip Oliver answered via Skype, I was literally shaking. I was thinking, oh my fucking God, these are the guys that created Dizzy. These are the guys that sort of like made so much money for themselves, like through this 8-bit creation. I couldn't believe it. It's just probably one of my greatest things ever in life. Actually, no, number one, getting married to my wife and my kids, then meeting the Oliver Twins. No, you know what I mean. Greatest mission in life. Marry my wife and sort of like my kids, sort of like being there into this world. Yeah.
Oh, your little
pops. Oh, someone else is getting married apparently.
Yes, I have news. I'm getting married.
Congratulations,
on
buddy.
October of this year.
Oh,
how did you propose?
Congratulations.
Were you down on one knee?
Very much. I probably tripped up on one knee. I was drunk.
Question: were you really drunk? And then she was like, "Swaley, thank you.
Will you marry me?" I honestly can't. I can't remember. So we're getting married then, are we?
Probably so, years yeah, to do that.
That's it. I've been with Carly now for nearly 15 years, so I think it's about time.
An honest time, she made an honest man of
well,
you, eh?
I almost know mine for 10 years.
Yep, it's about time someone did.
Now, so honestly, mate, congratulations on that, you know.
Thanks very much.
What about you then, Glenn? Really do you ever see you and your other half wedding bells, or are you just enjoying the single life? Well, just enjoying each other's company then, Glenn?
Hey, at the moment, we're both enjoying each other's company. We actually know each other for 10 years, but we actually been out for about a year now. And yeah, well, everything's going beautifully, smoothly. Have not had an argument yet. The only argument I ever had was over a McDonald's chip. Because she was having a bit of a bad day, you know. It was a bit rainy that day, and she was a bit wet, and I went, she wasn't looking, I just stole a chip, went, and she went, Glenn, it's raining, it's wet. I said, I don't appreciate you stealing my chips.
What about you then, Malk? You told me that you had met a certain lady as well.
Yeah, well, it's only been a week now, so, you know, I don't want to rush into anything. That's what I
don't get married in a month's time or anything.
Well, my mate done that.
Take
in
your
about,
time.
In about, about a month, he got married.
Yeah, people do it.
They were together 8 years, so to be fair, though. So,
yeah. And did they split up, though? Or?
Yeah, well, he's got 3 kids with her, and he ended up sleeping with an next-door neighbour, who he's still with now.
Well, saying that, though, I met my missus via our social networking site, MySpace, and I was with her for about 3 months, and then I moved in with her, and since then we've been like bloody inseparable.
Blimey.
I did tell her that, you know, that I was quitting the podcast because, you know, she was kept on saying to me, she goes, you're addicted to this podcast, all you ever do is talk about the podcast. Yeah, it's true.
Well, you kept stealing her Mac.
Basically, the Mac belongs to my wife, and I kept on sort of trying to nick it off her, and that's what I did all my editing. But I think, you know, she was like now saying to me, she's like, oh, but now you're not going to do the podcast. How do I get rid of you for that 1 hour every so often when you were recording? And I was like,
well, you shouldn't.
No, I just, I think I've done as much as I can. I want to play games now, Glenn, to play games and not talk about them and analyse them and break them down. I mean, I'll tell you the reason why I started the podcast, basically, because when I was younger, like about, 12, 13, I used to love, like, the retro gaming magazines, like CVG, Meme Machines, Crash, you know, Your Sinclair, and I always wanted to be, like, a reviewer, and hence, with YouTube, you know, I finally got the chance to be a reviewer. Obviously, I'm not a great reviewer, but I was glad. And I wanted to take it a little bit further and make it a little bit more personable and make it like a bunch of mates talking in a pub, you know. And I think I've achieved that, you know, pretty much everything I set out to be. And I don't think I can achieve any more. So, yeah, that's it. Pretty much.
Yeah, well, I like to keep in contact with you, Andy, you know, see how you're doing.
Oh, I'll
like
still be
Xbox
there.
Live and probably meet
definitely
up in London,
you know,
sometime
I'll
in the future.
Sort of coming to see you, you know. My wife's from up north, so, you know, I'll pop down and see you. But we've...
I'll
yeah, the
Retro
Replay. So, anyone that's listening to this, if you do want
to
meet up with us, we will be at the Retro Replay. You know, hopefully, I shouldn't be a fat bastard by then, because that's another reason why I am giving up the podcast and all this, because I've become a chubby git. Honestly, I weigh like about 16 stone now. And I want to get back down to my normal weight, which is, was about 12 and a half stone. That's how much I weighed before I got married. 12 and a half stone. And
well, you didn't look 16
possibly about 15 stone and a half.
London.
I've put on, you know, even more weight since England. Yeah.
That's married bliss for you.
So, okay. What do you think you guys will do with the podcast then? Do you think you'll take it in a new direction, try new things? What do you reckon is going to happen?
Well, I don't think we probably won't be doing it as much. Probably like once a month or something. I don't know what Matt's opinion is on that.
As I say, I'm not 100% sure until I talk more about it. You know, it's
yeah,
a shame Tony
you know,
here,
he's
really.
He's little one to look after. And we completely understand that, you know, like family does come first and that's the most important thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
And things like this.
Yeah, definitely.
And things like this.
But...
Yeah, I think it's a you know, just committing the time to it if without it draining you too much. You know, whoever does decide to carry it on, because obviously I would like to help out where I can, but as always, I can only commit
but
so much time.
That's the other thing I wanted to talk about, guys, because I'm the one who basically used to pay for the podcasting hosting things, and that used to cost me about 20-something pounds, you know, like nearly 30, whatever. But I've had to cancel it because basically... I got phone bill coming through, and I can't afford to pay it. So, and then I realised I've got the podcasting hosting thing. I can't afford to pay it. You know, my Blip TV. I can't afford to pay it. So, I'm leaving myself into a little bit of debt. So, I've had to cancel all those things just to try and save myself up a little bit of money. I don't know how you guys are going to work it out. You know, I know not everyone can afford to for whatever reasons, you know, family and things like that, which is fair enough, you know. So,
I think it'd be interesting to find out how most people do actually listen to the podcast. Do they download, obviously, you can download the MP3, or did they just use to listen to it on the site? Because, you know, what I was thinking was that maybe we could use YouTube. Okay, you won't actually be watching the show, because we don't film it like that, it's just audio. But, you know, you could have it on YouTube. I don't know about your accounts, but my account, I can place stuff over the normal time.
I think that's
limit.
One of the things
so
I was talking to Tony. Tony was saying
sorry.
That on YouTube you have to have been or uploaded a certain amount of things so your account can actually do that. And I did say to Tony, like, he could do it via YouTube. So, you know, it could be a way of doing it. And again, I think Malk has had, you know, a little try at editing the podcast. Tony did a fantastic job in editing, you know, like episode 18. You know, so hats off to you guys for doing that.
Because that's what I was thinking myself of hosting it on YouTube. I don't know how well the sound quality will be, but if you upload so many videos, they give you a longer time, don't they? And I think I could put it on there.
And it's not exactly copyrighting anything.
No,
not at all. I don't see any reason why, you know, technically it can't be done like that. Of course, there are going to be some people who might well download MP3s, but if the worst comes to the worst, they could use, you know, there's tools you can use to rip the sound off
YouTube. I think there's something called
YouTube
Grab, which basically,
like that,
I shouldn't be telling everyone, but you can grab things from YouTube basically that way. Or you can just use Stereo Mix via Audacity and just record everything. That's how I used to get my samples for all the intros and outros and, you know, little adverts I used to put in there. Yeah, one last thing, guys, then. What was your favourite part of the podcast? Because me personally, I used to like the Quizmaster section. I used to sort of like just trying to see whether people, you know, could answer my questions or whether, you know, just little things like that. What were your favourite parts then? I'll start with Swainy.
I'll probably agree with you. I do enjoy the quiz. I've got to admit, I miss Phil's little dwarf pawn corner. Like, you know, when I first started listening to the podcast, yeah, obviously it was you and Phil doing it back then, and it used to crack me up. I used to like, there used to be a bit of banter about movies as well, which I know it's more focused on games now, but I kind of miss that. So
yeah, I mean, the thing with Phil was, I think, just when, an idea on Friday, because I used to do a different podcast before I started recording with Phil. It was called The Retromaniacs. And I did not like that podcast, yeah, because the other guys had no enthusiasm in the slightest. It wasn't edited. It was crap. Mm. And literally, I said to Phil one day, I went, Phil, do you want to record a podcast? He goes, yeah, I'll be up for that. And we used to record every month, and it was just random ramblings. We'd talk about games, movie, films. But then I slowly started to realize that Phil didn't know much about gaming. And I thought, well, he does like talking about films and dwarf porn. So I thought, well, let's do a podcast about movies. Hence, we started the Movie Asylum. But again, I think Phil's heart wasn't in it because he wouldn't show up when we were meant to record the podcast. Okay, well, ask Malk. Malk, what was your favorite part of the podcast then? Did you? Oh, well.
I liked all of it, to be totally honest with you. Yeah, I did like the Quizmaster as well, but I did like hearing people's opinions on the games that you used to choose.
What about you then, Glenn? What was your favorite part of the podcast?
Oh, my, I love it when we started talking about the console of the month, and that was my section, I believe. Because I love getting to the nitty-gritty of the system, talk about what we liked about the computer system, what we don't like about it, and what was really good and everything, and what kind of games it had for it, and why was it success, and why is it not success. And I really enjoyed it. And I think that was also the question of the month as well.
Yeah.
You know, when they had the topic of the month. Like last time it was Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah,
I
mean,
really enjoyed
I think
that.
The whole idea of the podcast, the reason why I decided to break it up into sections is my whole view was that an hour is a long time. And in this busy day and, you know, time, people haven't really got an hour. But if we could break the podcast up like a magazine, so the first bit would be like the introductions, what we've been up to. That normally takes like, what, 7 to 10 minutes. Then the second bit would be like the retro reviews. And again, that was anywhere between about 16, 17 minutes. And then we had the Quizmaster topic of the month. So it was broken down in sections. So you could listen to 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. You know, I think that's the reason why I designed it that way. Just to make it flow a lot better.
Yeah, yeah, I think the whole podcast itself is unique in that it's a British podcast. We're talking about stuff that we've played over the years. It's just, it flows naturally. It's like, it is just literally a few friends having a chat about old games that they remember and what they did and didn't enjoy about them. And, you know, most of the podcasts I've heard are American, and obviously they're talking about the NES and the Atari 2600, which we had, but we also had the home computers as well. Yeah, they wasn't as big as, you know, the ZX Spectrum, the Commodore 64, your Amstrad, and it, I don't know, with our stuff, I just think it works really well as a whole.
But I'll tell you what, guys, cheaper. I mean, we've got 59 reviews, but I honestly think, I've listened to a few of the other podcasts, and I'm not going to slate all these other podcasts, because, you know, I respect everyone that takes the time to do these podcasts, because it is hard work, and it's burnt me out, but I did think we were honestly were the best podcasts out there. We had the most variation. We were varied. We had like different people, different accents as well. So people could spot us a mile away. They'd be like, yeah, that's Swenny talking, that's Glenn talking, that's Matt talking, that's Andy. So, you know, I think we were recognisable in that way. Right, so the other thing I was going to say before we actually finish this podcast is, any idea, guys, when the next one will be up after this one? Because this is episode 19. Episode 20 will be a fresh new start.
Well, only time can tell. That's doesn't sound very promising, but that's the kind of feeling I get.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's I can see Tony taking the reins along with Malk, and you know, I'm sure that me and Glenn can help out every now and then, and maybe even you'll pop back, Andy. But you know, I think, you know, we can't really put a date
on
it.
Well, basically, this whole podcast, like I said, completely today, I wanted to not edit it. And in a way, I wanted to show people like what an unedited podcast sounds like, because normally we edit it to hell. We record like about an hour, 4 or 5 minutes, and we squash it down to about, you know, an hour, and we add like the music, clear up the sound. But this time, I'm not going to clear up the sound. I'm just going to piece the things together, run it through the levelator, boom, MP3 sorted, yep. And that'll be ready for a Monday. So,
as you're going to hear on this episode, my plate's going because I've been eating my tea while we're doing that. A bloody dog.
My heavy breathing.
the dog whooping outside. So you are going
to
hear.
Yeah, basically, I also want to sort of take the time, not just to thank the community, which I will do in a second, but I want to thank Malk. Malk, you've been absolutely fantastic, and I'm really glad that you're going to carry on doing the podcast. Your videos have basically gotten better and better, and your last video, which was the Outrun, I thought that was probably the best one that you've actually done. I want to thank Glenn for all his amazing enthusiasm, sound effects, wonderful knowledge in the game. Swainy, you know, I want to give you a big shout out as well, because, you know, you've just been absolutely super, you know what I mean? And also big thank you to Tony
for
you know, all his little help and contributions, and I think, you know, he's fitted into the podcast really well. So yeah, and big thanks to everyone that's listened to me for the last 19 episode. I'll tell you who I want to thank actually as well, community member. I want to thank Teal, the Evolution of Life, because he's followed me from the Retromaniacs to the other podcast that people feel, the Random Ramblings one, to this one. So he's been really supportive. I want to thank everyone that's given us iTunes reviews, and who, you know, please carry on checking us out, because I'm sure the guys will do a fantastic job without me. So yeah, that's me done. I'll let you guys.
Do you want to say now? Three cheers for Andy.
Yay! Thank you, guys. All right then.
Goodbye to you, Andy. Thanks a lot for getting us into doing these podcasts in the first place. I mean, I really enjoy
them.
As I say, I really enjoy doing them, and I'm sure we're definitely going to be carrying on doing them in the future. I don't know when the next one will be up, but it's definitely going to happen.
I would like to say, well, obviously a big thank you to you, because, you know, I've got to know you and I now regard you as a good friend, and hopefully that will continue. And I just want to thank the other guys, especially Malcolm, because you've done such a good job with the podcast while, you know, Andy's been doing other things and what have you. And hopefully it will continue.
I'll be watching
things
from a distance. I might not be there all the time, but I will be watching from a distance. And you never know, 6 months down the line, I might make a little return just to say hello. But for now, I'm going to just sort of, I don't know.
Sit back in the sun and enjoy your life.
Thanks very much, guys. And see you next time.
Enjoy your retirement.
Goodbye, everybody.
Let's press stop.
Bye,
everyone. Thanks for listening.